Hello, hi, it is William calling from Weeby Blogs, and this is something I never thought I would say. Georgia is going to be represented by a group called Circus Mercus, which consists of people who dropped out of circus school. Allegedly, reportedly, supposedly. Devon!
Hey, William!
Robin!
Yes!
Should we talk about it?
Let's do this!
The announcement came on November 14th in a very colorful video. I am going to play that on the screen, but read over it because I don't need a copyright strike. Here we go. Dear Earthlings, this is a message from Circus Mercus. We would like to inform you that according to the decision made by the Georgian public broadcaster, at the International Song Contest Eurovision, Georgia will be represented by Circus Mercus. You ask, what is Circus Mercus? It is a movement that brings together dozens of professionals from different fields to create an unprecedented audio-visual experience. The cornerstone of their philosophy lies in the complete neglect of musical frameworks. To talk to Circus Mercus members and for further information, please email us at y@circusmercus.com. Now, apparently they do reply to basically every single message. Someone on Twitter shared an email where they asked, what's your favorite kind of fruit? And the band replied, anything they could find in the dumpster, honey. They get the vitamin C and the vitamin D from wherever they can get it. Now look, going through our Twitter account and seeing what our followers are replying, the word is chaos. This is so chaotic. I live. Georgia chose chaos. Georgia bringing chaos and mayhem to Turin in 2022, and I'm here for it. And from Gabby, I am obsessed already. Robin, down in New Zealand, what about you?
So, we don't know a lot about Circus Mercus or Circus Mercus, but I am so intrigued by them. They've rocked up onto the scene, not really saying much about them, other than that they're clown school dropouts. And then you go onto their YouTube channel and listen to some of their songs, and it's like they've got some really well-crafted indie pop. So, whoever is behind the band knows how to write a good pop song, and that is a very good thing for Eurovision.
Devon, what is your first reaction?
Okay, you know, anytime somebody is announced that they are representing their country, I'm like, you know what, hallelujah. So they are the second nation to announce their act for Eurovision 2022.
And the fact that they've started the hype train this early on in the season is actually really cool for fans. It gives us something to follow along with. So I can't wait to see what more is coming from the circus.
Now, the fact that Georgia would wheel out a contestant so early, they're the second country to confirm their artist after Belgium, shows that they want to do well. They're putting a lot of thought into this. They're putting a lot of effort into this.
They call themselves a movement that brings together dozens of professionals from different fields to create this unprecedented audiovisual experience, which in theory sounds super fabulous. It sounds like something which is immersive. It sounds like a feast for the eyes and just a beautiful symphony for the ears. But it starts to get a bit worrying when they say the cornerstone of their philosophy lies in the complete neglect. Repeat, complete neglect of musical frameworks. Too many cooks spoil the broth. When you neglect musical frameworks, you get a Jackson Pollock moment. We had that with The Shin, didn't we? Georgia when? 2000 and... It doesn't matter at this point. All I'm saying is, you need a framework. And this is what worries me. I know Georgia tries to do Georgia, But it's worrying when you're, the last time we saw you at the grand final was Midnight Gold. And even that is questionable, because some would say that you got there simply because they couldn't tally up the scores correctly. Case in point, that Danish juror giving it 12 points when she actually wanted to give it 0. No one's ever heard of them. No Georgian knows who they are. And they kind of just exist on social media only. But even by social media standards, very, very recently. Which gives rise to a number of questions. Who are they? Who's behind them?
There's a really intriguing rumor that Nika Kukurov might have something to do with the group. He previously represented Georgia at Eurovision 2016 with his band, the Young Georgian Elitas. They got to the final with their song Midnight Gold and brought this incredible psychedelic freakout live rock extravaganza that just set Stockholm on fire. I may be a little biased here. So if he's involved with the group's act this year, then he's bringing some experience and a bit of his Britpop swagger. We don't know how he's going to be involved. He might be there as a songwriter, he might just be there as an advisor, as a guru, or he might be part of the band.
Of course, there is a lot of speculation that they are not, in fact, a real group and that we might even be getting trolled. Our Dutch blogger Rinske has done a very nice investigation on the Weeby Blogs website, and among other things, she points out that there is no circus school in Tbilisi for them to have dropped out of. So how can you be, you know, performers from Tbilisi who dropped out of circus school if it doesn't exist? She also noted very strange coincidences. You know, their second follower on Instagram was Nisha Kosharov. On lyrics.com, all of their songs were written by Nisha Kosharov or other members of the Young Georgian Lolitas. Early on, all of their followers on their newly created social media in 2020 were either family members of the Young Georgian Lolitas or the Young Georgian Lolitas themselves. You start to piece it together.
Team Devon Adoremi, I love Nika Kosharov and the Young Georgian Lolitas. I love Midnight Gold. I didn't like it at first, but by the time it got to Eurovision, I actually think that was Sacha Jean-Baptiste's strongest visual work for choreography. It was a moment. It was a moment. And you know what? It's a moment I still love today.
Now, you could understand why Georgia would want to bring them back. As you'll remember, the Young Georgian Lolitas are the last act from Georgia to qualify for the final. They had ambition. Midnight Gold at the national selection? So-so. After that Thomas Gayson revamp, it was good. And also, Sacha Jean-Baptiste, my goodness, serving that psychedelic stage show. So they've not had luck with male soloists in recent years. They've not made the final. So why not go back to the group that last got you there? However, we are in 2022. The name Young Georgian Lolitas, I think in this era, post-Me Too, post-Jeffrey Epstein, that doesn't go down so well. It doesn't sound particularly innocent, does it? It's very loaded. It's bound to offend people. So perhaps the Georgian broadcaster was rightly like, you know what? Y'all can come back, but you gotta change that name because this no longer working.
Circus Marcus, what do I think? I think if it is Nika Kosharov in disguise, I'm all for it. And you know what? Zed for Zulu. Lady Heroine. Afternoon Version. Even Midnight Gold. These are names that they've come up with over the years. Band names. Which are just like totally out there. Completely abstract. Doesn't make sense to anybody. But fits in with their whole enigmatic artistry. So, yeah, I'm feeling it from that perspective. But if this is just a hodgepodge of, like, musical rejects, I'm going to be heading out to Turin with my earplugs.
I also think it's quite good that this seems to be a result of Måneskin's win, and that the Georgian broadcaster isn't just saying, hey, let's send another solo singer with a serious song, because let's be honest, that hasn't worked out so well for them in recent years. Instead, they're taking risks, they're sending a band that seems to be a bit left of center. And you know, at this stage, it's really hard to say how they'll do. Will they make it to the final? But one thing is for sure, it's sure to be a very entertaining entry.
You know, Georgia has a history of going kind of out there. Just look at Mariko and the Shin. 3 seconds to heaven, 3 minutes to earth. You know what I'm talking about. 2014 in Copenhagen, it was a hot mess. I remember a big parachute, a big old green dress, and a lot of meow, meow, kind of like my kitty here. There were these strange noises. It did not do well. Now, whether that will actually work out is another question. The readers on our website, woobyblogs.com, seem to think this will go one of two ways. It will slay or be slayed. Teddy says, this is going to either be an absolute disaster or a quirky masterpiece, and I can't wait to find out which it is. Ashton says, Georgia once again doing something absolutely insane that nobody expected, to which GA89 says, actually, Georgia once again doing something absolutely insane that everyone expected, to which Ashton replies, did you expect an indie rock act called Circus Mercus consisting of circus dropouts? Because I sure didn't. And that dude in the video, shout out to him. Love the fruit on the table. Love the kind of third all-seeing eye, three eyes for you. Love the sort of peacock feather references. Just love the visual. Serve me all of that. All right, well, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for this group Circus Mercus? Do you think they are the Young Georgian Lolitas rebranded, re-envisioned? Or do you think all these things are just coinkydinks? Let us know here on Wee Wee Blogs.
Circus Mercus, you've set up Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You actually have quite a number of subscribers. Your intro video already has 19,000 hits. But what is your mood board saying? Are you on Pinterest? Because if you're not, get on it, because we are. Follow us on Pinterest, and we will see you later.
And we'll see you later. Bye.